Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
It's Stephen, StevenBlack. Stephen Black.
Hey, Stephen. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Good. Doing good. Thank you so much for asking, sir. Yeah, what can I do for you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to cancel my service with y'all.
Oh, well, I regret to hear that, sir. Well, let me go and pull up the account so I can assist you with your cancellation request. Can you help me with your business phone number?
972-365-4943.
All right, thank you very much. Allow me to pull up the account here real quick, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Right, thank you for waiting, sir. I just wanted to confirm, are you calling about your business, the Blackbird Custom Exterior Shutters? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wonderful. And yes, what could be the problem? Why would you like to cancel then?
Well, I have a local company here that's managing my website now.
Oh, I understand, sir. You mentioned about managing your website. Are we talking about your domain website, because I believe that we're actually working towards with your Google business profile, and you're also paying us for running your Google Ads campaign, which is, that's what the $229 is for.
Yes.
You know, if they're only running your website, they are they also running your SEO and some stuff? Because interesting, because I noticed here they were still actually claiming access to the existing Google business profile. And once done, then that's when we can actually continue optimizing it to give you good ranking in Google. How much are they paying you for? Or how much are you paying them? I'm so sorry.
It doesn't matter. I just want to cancel with y'all. They're doing everything that y'all are doing.
Well, I completely respect your decision here, sir. You know, I'm just thinking about the amount that you spent with us. And I also noticed here that you've been already with us for years as well. In fact, we also created a website, you know, the shuttersdallastexas.com. If there's something that you don't like about our service or maybe with the website, you know, we can always make revisions. What are the things that they're doing for you, if you mind me asking?
Well, they're doing everything. That's what I'm saying. They're managing the website, doing the SEOs, doing the Google Verify My Business. I mean, everything. They're doing the same thing y'all are doing. So, you know, I found someone local. The guy literally is my son's best friend, and he does everything local. So he was literally at my house a second ago. So it's very personal, and I can just call him, and there's no in-between people. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that's managing my website now. So it's nothing personal against y'all. It's just a lot easier for me because, you know, I don't understand everything that goes into this. It's not my forte. So I don't have to worry about any of that with him here taking care of all that for me.
I understand that, sir. Well, yeah, I would somehow agree with you. We also have clients who prefer actually to, you know, hire someone locally so they can definitely visit them in person. Though we don't have any physical office anymore that you can visit in person. However, we can always do Google Meet chat, you know, like a video conversation. Those are something that we can always extend for clients. If you would like to understand how SEO works, to understand how your performance is going, we can always, you know, set up an appointment. We can do a video chat. We can show you our screen. And also guide you with your dashboard as well to see more about the advanced reporting. It's more about, you know, meeting in person as well. Maybe that's something that you're not aware of. But again, we can always do that.
Yeah. Like I said, I just want to cancel service. And, you know, I do have one question. The you know, the Shutters, what you, the main was Shutters Dallas.
ShuttersDallasTX.com, yeah, the domain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so is that something that I own? It's my domain, correct?
Well, that's something I can definitely check here if this domain is actually owned by you, because I believe that your original domain name that you owned is BlockBirdShutters.com. So technically, that does no longer work. So we created your new domain while you were with us, which is ShuttersDallasTX.com. So technically, it's owned by Localsplash.
So you're telling me that I don't own that Shutters.
But domain name, you are correct, sir. But you have an option if you would like to, you know, own the domain, that we have a domain transfer process for that. But we also have an option that we can just, you know, if you like that other guy to help you with SEO, Google Ads, and other stuff, we can continue with optimizing and hosting the domain name for a lesser cost of $49 a month.
If you own the domain for BlockBird.
So what is the, I'm not saying I'm doing this, but what is the domain that y'all have on there? I mean, if you go on my site, it's clearly managed 100% by the administrator I have doing it. So it's directing everything, you know, to my website through him, verified. It's verified everything on the up and up, but I just didn't know if that ShuttersDallasTX or whatever it is.
Which domain that's actually they're managing is something that you should be aware of, because as what you said, they're the one that's running your website as well. But in our end here, you have two domains, one that you own, which is the BlackBirdShutters.com. That's the website or the domain name that you own. But we created you also a different domain, which is the ShuttersDallasTX.com. So this one is locally owned by Localsplash.
Okay.
So which one is the other guy is actually working on, if you mind me asking? Because they should be informing you which website are they working on. And
the BlackBird.
Mm-hmm. Then you have the full ownership of it.
For sure. Yeah, that's my my website.
So what we can do here, actually, again, Stephen, as I mentioned, sir, you know, we do respect clients who prefer to do business locally. You know, you can definitely give them a try if they can give you good results as what we actually have been doing in the past few years. Why not? We can pause the service at the moment and, you know, maybe for a few months. And then we can revisit your options. If you think that they're giving you good results, you're free to cancel. Again, once you place your account on hold, you won't be billed any amount, though. At least we can keep the same profile in our system if you decided to reactivate. And I also noticed that here, you know, you're paying $229 a month. Considering that you've been with us for more than 6 years, we can enroll you to a loyalty program where in every other month is on us. So that's why I ask if, how much were you paying them? Because I know that, you know, meeting someone in person or locally is really a good benefit, for especially for clients. Like, you're not tech savvy and would like to really understand how SEO works. But, again, we can also do one-on-one, you know, video chat here with Localsplash at a lesser cost as well.
Yeah. Like I say, I mean, if I did anything, I would just want to own the ShuttersDallasTexas.com as well. And what does that look like? How does that work?
Well, if you would like to get ownership of the ShutterDallasTex.com, then there is a domain transfer fee for that of $99. That only, you know, it will not include the website or the design, only the domain name. So you are going to have to transfer it to, let's say, GoDaddy, and then apply your own website and layout to it. So again, it's only about the ownership access.
Now, say that one more time. You kind of broke up.
Well, I'm sorry. So there is a process fee for ownership, which is $99. So you will have the full ownership of the domain name only. It not includes website or the layout.
Yeah, no, but I mean, honestly, if I bought it, it would point to my website like I've always wanted it to anyways, right? Yeah, y'all would keep the website and layout, but everything that's on my website now is brand new. So
I'm trying to confirm with you, because that's also going to confuse me, because you mentioned that you cannot run two websites in one profile. So which one would you like to use for your business? Because you already have a working website, which is the blackbirdshutters.com. So that's why I'm wondering, you're asking how much it costs you to have the ownership of the shutter download, texas.com, because again, the other one is already working. The one that you own, you don't have any ownership.
Then you're right. That's why I wanted to talk through that, but you're 100% right. So, that's fine then. But I'll just go ahead and cancel my services with y'all. And, obviously if I need y'all in the future, I can always get back with y'all.
Of course, yeah, we'll be excited to get you on board again in the future. But again, as I mentioned, you can always pause the account instead of canceling. I can pause it for a few months, and then I'll be happy to call you back then and revisit your options. You can check performance with your current guy who's working for SEO. You can have for a few months. If you're happy with your service, then you're free to cancel. If not, then you can reactivate at the same rate. What do you say? Instead of just canceling today.
Yeah, I guess pause it.
Mm-hmm.
How long can I pause it?
Well, let's say 3 months. Yeah, I think 3 months is actually enough for the other person to, show your results.
Yeah, and let me ask you this dumb question, okay?
Sure.
You said when you first got on the phone that y'all were running Google ads for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually true. That's pay-per-click campaign. That's $100 a month. So you're paying $129 for SEO and $100 for Google Ads.
And when do y'all run those? Like all month?
That's every month, yes, sir. Every month, like every cycle, let me just double check it, every 8 of the month.
And what kind of ads do y'all run?
So Google Ads is actually a pay-per-click campaign. So you're actually being charged depending on how many people clicked it. So once the budget, which is $100 a month only is your budget, once it's consumed, the ad automatically stops. So this also helps you in terms of Google ranking, online presence. And if you'd like to see more about the results, it's actually under clicks. I believe in a tracker dashboard here over the last 30 days, actually got at least 58 clicks from the Google Ads campaign.
Okay, and on those 58 clicks, what does that cost me?
Clicks is only to visit your website and your Google profile. It doesn't mean that it's a lead generation campaign. It's the same goes with online presence, so people shop around online. When they found your ad, then they were going to click it. And it always depends on if they're going to call or reach out to you for further information of your business. But it's more about clicks only. It does not really convert to a standard or sort of quality lead.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it for now. Excuse me.
Okay. Sorry, no problem. Steven, I'll make sure to pause the account for 3 months here so that you will not be billed on March the 8th. I'll be happy to call you back, let's say, June 8th. Rest assured, you will not be billed until I speak with you again, and hopefully you'll reconsider reacting to services at a lower cost, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
No problem. Just give me 1 to 2 minutes here. Let me just complete your request while you have me on the phone, okay, just to make sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on.
Calling me.
Let me confirm, is your email address the blackbirdshutters@gmail.com? Is that correct, sir?
Say that one more time.
Is your email address blackbirdshutters@gmail.com? Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Stephen, thank you for patiently waiting here. I have successfully paused the account here for 3 months. I'll send you an email as a confirmation as well, and I'll promise to call you back at least before your June 8th, and that way we can discuss and revisit your options. Again, while the account is paused, rest assured you'll not be billed any amount until you decide to reactivate with us, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Aside from this, any other questions?
No. Does that y'all site stay active?
So the ShutterDallasDX.com, once the account is paused, it will not stay active, sir. It's
okay,
still
good.
Visible, but it's well going to show that there's like a banner on there that is not updated. But rest assured, it will not conflict the one that you currently have already in your Google profile, the BlackbirdShutterDallas.com.
That'll work. Yeah, the one question I had for you, and I know I've talked to several people. You might have been one person I've talked to, but they've been trying to send me a Google PIN number, a verification code for a long time. They were supposed to mail it to my business address. They kept mailing it to the shop, and I just wanted to verify what that was for.
We're actually trying to claim access of your old Google business profile, sir. So that's actually one of the process. So for us to have ownership of it, you know, in that way we can optimize it. If you could remember.
Claim ownership of my Blackbird Shutters?
The Blackbird Shutters, are we talking about it? Well, no, not the website, but the Google profile, the Blackbird Cosmic Series Shutters, the profile in Google.
Okay, yeah, so I don't want to,
yeah.
I don't need access to that because my new admin.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're going to create a new one then?
I already have.
Are you going to? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's the case then. Yep. We can stop doing this one then. Again, once the account is paused, everything will be also in pause, including
okay,
the
perfect.
Google. Yep.
All right. That works. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you too, Stephen. Have a great one. Stay well.
Uh-huh.